T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg has changed his voter registration to Democrat, raising speculation he may run for president in 2020.
Rich Lamb joins us live to talk about that. Rich, Mr. Bloomberg made his announcement on social media.
Well, the billionaire former mayor, always a fan of technology, after all, that's how he made his money, took to both Twitter and Instagram to get the word out. On Instagram, he posted a photo of his filling out a New York State voter registration form, re-registering as a Democrat. He was a Democrat most of his life, then registered as a Republican to run for mayor, then became an independent, and today re-registered as a Democrat. In a statement, Bloomberg said, well, we need Democrats to provide the checks and balance our nation so badly needs.
Hasn't Bloomberg already been spending millions for helping Democrats in the midterms?
Oh, has he ever. There are estimates that Michael Bloomberg's net worth is somewhere north of $50 billion. The number $53 billion has been tossed around. So last week, he announced he would kick in $20 million to the chief Democratic Senate Super PAC, the Political Action Committee. Now, prior to that, he had pledged to spend $80 million to help finance Democratic congressional candidates. If my arithmetic is working, that's $100 million for this year's election cycle.
Rich, you have spoken with some political experts today. Do they think Mike Bloomberg could actually win the White House?
Well, opinions differ. The key here is that first, Bloomberg has to win the Democrats' nomination. And some experts believe that while he shares the party's values on many matters, for instance, gun control, the environment, and key social issues, he's still a fantastically wealthy guy and somewhat fiscally conservative. And a number believe that progressives in the party aren't going to be comfortable with him. Others see his campaign contributions strengthening ties within the party and note the amount of money he could spend on his own campaign would be virtually unlimited. And that, they say, in this era, could change the whole ballgame.
All right, Rich, thank you. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.